From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the final day of February 2010. Kick off the third month of 2010 tomorrow. Before we know it, it'll be 2011 and then into 2012 and beyond. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I'll be back live tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, let me just go over the stacks of news that we have here for you. The head of the International Monetary Fund, or the private holding company of the central banks of the planet, proposes new reserve currency, an end to the dollar. So we've gone in the last few years from them denying they were planning this, even though we had their internal documents that were leaked, to now proposing it openly. We need to talk about how this is going to shake out, how they plan to unfold this in the next 16 to 18 months, probably even sooner. This is of the greatest import. We'll tie it into what the global government is doing, what they're setting up. Global government for, by, and of the private predatory central banks. Also, we'll tie it into their funding mechanism, the global carbon taxes, the environment tyranny that they're bringing in, the green straitjacket, and how that ties into the Chilean earthquake. I'd give them another day or two to say the global warming caused this. So they had, of course, the UN, and Danny Glover came out and said that the earthquake in Haiti a few months ago was supposedly, or a month and a half ago, was supposedly caused by global warming, though no scientists say the atmosphere has anything to do with earthquakes and tsunamis. These are a natural part of living on this very volatile planet. Anyone that tells you that the planet is supposed to just stay in one state and be 76 degrees like the inside of a office building is talking to you like you're a low-grade moron, and I know you're not. So we'll be going over that as well. Also, Pelosi and Obama pledge to ram through their takeover of government health care. We'll break down the latest information on that front. Of course, Obama today has re-signed the USA Patriot Act without stripping anything out of it. The Patriot Act, of course, was sold as if it was to stop foreign terrorists living in caves, but now they admit it's used against the American people, and Obama is continuing it without even a whimper. We had weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth by a lot of the Democrats after they voted in vast majority. The Democrats and Republicans, like, I forget the exact October 27th, 2001 passage of the Patriot Act, but I want to say it was almost unanimous. Like, pull up the Patriot Act vote from October 2001, please. I want to get that number for people. But during the campaign in 2004, 2008, they decried it and promised to get rid of it, and now they've gone back on yet another promise in a big way. And I have a police state stack of news that we're going to dovetail with the Patriot Act stack, not just here in the United States, but around the world, to give you an idea of what type of tyranny we're all facing. Kurt Nemo has an excellent article up on Infowars.com titled Obama and the Patriot Act. Yes, we can kill the Bill of Rights. And I want to go back over mainstream news reporting in the last 8 years, how the Patriot Act has been used in, per state, thousands of non-terror-related cases. Family violence, marijuana dealing, not paying your income tax, supposedly, using the terror laws. But here's the New York Times. U.S. uses terror law to pursue crimes from drugs to swindling. So we'll give you the facts on that as well. And that's just some of the news coming up today. We have this important article out of the Vancouver National Post. Health officials in Vancouver have already provided 100,000 free condoms to the roughly 7,000 athletes and officials at the games, but they're rushing in a few hundred thousand more for the orgy that's going on up there. They're having sex while Rome burns.
brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the final day of February 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I want to get into the latest environmental attempted takeover by Al Gore and others. The disgraced Al Gore has written a disgusting New York Times op-ed where he chastises everyone for questioning him and says he would never lie to any of us. Doesn't matter. The entire UN, every university involved, have now admitted they're engaged in mass complete fraud. ClimateGate 3 months ago was just the beginning. We're going to go over that coming up. We're going to talk about the government takeover of health care. Can we beat it? Yes, we can, if we get the truth out about what is in this legislation. And the real reason it's in trouble is the Democrats can't get their own people to vote for it, because Howard Dean, the DNC head, and even people like Dennis Kucinich have said that it is nothing more than a gigantic wealth transfer to the insurance companies. It raises your taxes and even cuts the Medicare and Medicaid. What a fraud. So that is coming up as well. But the first thing I want to get into is the police state. We have offshore banks openly announcing all over the news in the last 2 weeks. They've been doing it the last year. They went from lying about it to saying, world government's here, it's good. Private banks will tax you and tax your GDP and tax your fuel and everything you do. And this is going to be wonderful. And it's called a global government. It's called a new world order. And last week we got a new United Nations document. Fox News and AP reported on it. Prison Planet has the definitive article on it, pointing out it says global government, $45 trillion every 10 years paid to private banks, and that it's meant to, quote, shut down industrial society, and that it is meant for a wealth transfer to the elite. So we're going to be going over that today. Here it is. Head of the IMF proposes new reserve currency, end of the dollar. ABC News, how many years have you heard us talk about this? IMF chief suggests look at new reserve currency. New York Times. And then the Mail, the Sunday Mail, reports man who broke the Bank of England, George Soros, at center of hedge fund plot to cash in on fall of euro. Engineered by Goldman Sachs, as usual. So we'll be going over that. And U.S. banks have been ordered by the feds. As of 2 weeks ago, Drudge Report carried our article on this. We just linked over to Citibank's own website. Wasn't hard journalism. Where they said we may hold your money, even if it's already deposited in the bank, for 7 days while a money devaluation takes place. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. Big new developments on that front. But first, Barack H. Obama swore more than 2 years ago when he started his campaign for president that he was going to strip Section 213 and other subsections out of the USA Patriot Act. Section 802 says the Patriot Act is for all misdemeanors in the United States, non-terror related. Now, I can read, and so I wrote the analysis of Patriot Act that won the Project Censored Award, in 2003, but I wrote the analysis in November of 2001. And then a lot of top lawyers went and read it and finally started reporting that it was being used against the general public. Again, I'm not a rocket scientist. Section 802 says any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law, including jaywalking, is an act of terrorism. So I read Section 213 and others, sneak and peek. They can break in your business, break in the library, bookstores. They can come and demand without warrants the entire reading list. They can take anything they want in your house and even not let you know that they were there without warrants. Then if you find out, they can charge you with terrorism. If you tell anyone they were there, there's now been cases of librarians that talk to the press who were arrested. They did defeat it in federal court. This is what's going on. But I had the guys pull up the voting record of the USA Patriot Act. It passed on October 24th in the Senate and the House on the 27th. And it says that 98 senators who voted in favor, 98% of the Senate voted for this. But then the Democrats ran around criticizing Bush in the 2004 election, then criticizing McCain in the 2008 election, and rightfully so. And Obama swore to take out all those provisions that were affecting U.S. citizens. Well, he signed it today. He signed it when it was set to expire at midnight tonight. We've had it for 8 years. He signed an extension of the USA Patriot Act with no modification and little debate. Democrats send Patriot Act extension to Obama. And this is from Friday. He signed it today. So I was driving in. I heard the president has now signed it. And there's just absolutely no fanfare. And notice we've gone in 8 years from people complaining about warrantless wiretapping that's totally illegal to in Philadelphia and in Sacramento, all over the country, schools go on the news and say, yes, we give the students free laptops. They're not free. You pay for them with tax money, but they say they're free. Another lie. And then we watch you at home in your bedroom. And the principal said, what's the big deal? Then we found a Frontline piece from a year ago where they show the school watching the kids with their laptops without them knowing about it. I mean, they're just 1984. Big Brother is watching you. It is good. There are no warrants. But people say, we've got to do this to fight Al-Qaeda. Well, back in January of last year, now more than a year ago, I got the secret MIAC report. A month later, law enforcement sent me the secret Homeland Security master report saying that Homeland Security is really set up for the American people. Conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, anti-war people, in the fetters, Tea Party people. It didn't say Tea Party. It said people that don't like high taxes. It was before the Tea Party term was popular in the media. And so it's for you. But you can read the Patriot Act and find that out for yourself. They're now using it against gun owners. And they're saying they may use the Patriot Act against BB gun sellers. Yes, the BATF is now raiding BB gun sellers. Oh, but not pellets, not even hard pellets, the little rubber type systems. In fact, I bought one for my son. What's the brand name of it? I was telling you about it earlier. I've got the article here on the stack. Airsoft. Yes, yes. The BATF is raiding, and they say we can do whatever we want under the Patriot Act. You could take these toy guns that are sold everywhere. You can buy these at Target. You can buy them. I bought my son's at Academy. No. No. Terrorism. No. So, again, you thought it was for guys in a cave wearing turbans. You're going to find out. So I thought I would read over just some mainstream news articles, because you're probably not going to go read Section 802 or Section 213. You're just going to say, oh, that's not true. Well, how about you look this up? Guardian, London Guardian, FBI abused Patriot Act powers, audit fines, congressional report. Here's the New York Times. U.S. uses terror law to pursue crimes from drugs to swindling, not paying income taxes, marijuana dealers. Here's another one, Associated Press. Use of Patriot Act against homeless is under fire. Yes, they say standing on a street corner is an act of terror. And I have other headlines. State of New Mexico uses Patriot Act more than 10,000 times in 1 year. And that's from 2004. Just everything. Domestic violence, marijuana, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no nothing. And the government lied to you and said, don't worry, we won't. Here's the Washington Post. The FBI's secret scrutiny. In Hunt for Terrorists, Bureau examines records of ordinary Americans. Here's another one. Fox News critics, Patriot Act warnings come to fruition. Talks about how they're using it in non-terror-related cases against the American people, secretly breaking in homes. Here's Business Week, same report. The Patriot Act, business balks. And when you go get a bank loan or rent a car, get a hotel, it's all Patriot Act compliance. They have a terror database, a criminal database. They put millions of Americans on it. No judge, no jury. You're just put on these lists and tracked. And it goes on and on. Here's MSNBC, jailed without a cause, American citizens under Patriot Act. It goes on and on. Now, I thought I'd just go over that because they pass similar laws all over the world. I thought I'd come back with more police state for you, what's currently happening. Your laptops aren't just watching you at home. It's not just students that are being watched. You're all being watched by computers. Okay? They don't have enough people to do it, but the computer can recognize things. It's scanning everything. You're all being watched right now. This is worse than 1984, and the banks run it all. They're going to rob you. Jones, defender of the Republic, constitutionalist. And as much as 18 hours a day, I research the New World Order, the power structure, and what's really happening on the planet. And with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and my syndicated radio show 6 days a week and my documentary films and books, we attempt to warn you, the people, so you can make a decision about whether or not you want to control your own destiny and be free and stand up and say no to the growing corruption and tyranny, or whether or not you want to go quietly into the long night of corruption and despotism and slavery. Okay, here's just a stack of news from the last 2 days. Without even looking for horrible police state developments in the U.S. and Europe, all being run by the same people. Cybersecurity bill to give president new emergency powers to completely take over the internet and end free speech. It's in the bill. It's passed the House. That's from the Hill newspaper. New York Times, license plate software serves privacy concerns, admitting that all over the country, the government is reading your license plates. It's not a photo. It doesn't snap a photo, like this article says. If you actually look at the law enforcement websites, it can read hundreds of license plates a second. Then they admit private companies are now doing this. Yeah, when you go through a toll road now, most of them are getting rid of the transponder tags, or they're getting rid of where you put the money in. You just drive through it, they send you a bill. Total control. Your cell phone tracks everywhere you go. ATF seizes 30 toy guns, infuriating local business owner. These are airsoft. It's a toy gun. BB guns aren't regulated by the ATF. What a lawless criminal organization. Local business owner is flabbergasted after a shipment of 30 toy guns for his store was confiscated by the ATF agents in Tacoma. This is out of Cornelius, Oregon. And I see stuff like this every couple days. I see reports where kids are playing with orange fake guns in their front yard like my children do, and they get arrested. The government is predatory. It doesn't even follow the law. Louisiana cops plan for end of the world scenario. InfoWars.com article by Kurt Nimmo. He links to the Shreveport Times. They are preparing for a total collapse of society and training citizen volunteers with 50 caliber machine guns and armored vehicles they call war wagons. So they're confiscating rubber BB guns that shoot little round rubber pellets, and they meanwhile are out recruiting citizens for their own government militia while demonizing a citizen's militia with 50 caliber machine guns. Bad word banned. The government in Canada is banning the word apartheid because a group criticizing Israel is saying Israel has apartheid. And they say, that's racist, you're not allowed to say it. See, first they say, you can't be a Nazi in Europe and Canada. They want to pass laws like that here. Sounds reasonable, but it violates free speech. Then, oh, well, Israel keeps people segregated, that's apartheid. No, you can't say that. That's out of the Toronto Sun. Here's another one. France may tag abusive husbands before they commit a crime off of psychological algorithms. The government will psychologically study all the men in France and then decide if you've got to wear a tag. And it says they're also looking at banning yelling at each other. So they'll take your kids if you yell. Meanwhile, the government will taser you, SWAT team you, kill you. Notice the culture gets more violent, the media gets more violent, sports gets more violent with ultimate fighting. They give you that message. But then if you yell at each other, and the same thing's happening in the U.S. and England, they're trying to pass that. Here's another one, the mail. Now the government wants competence test before you can be a dog owner. Now look at what happened this year in Oklahoma. They passed a law, actually last year, that you can't put burglar bars in your house because it's a criminal government. They want the criminal government to be able to break in and their brethren criminals. You're not allowed burglar bars or more than three locks on your door. It is a felony. This report here says now the government wants competence tests before you can be a dog owner. Again, government bureaucrats, government inspectors, the same thing with the environmental movement. You saw that Audi ad for the green police? That's actually what they're planning, and the San Francisco mayor made a statement along those lines. Every dog owner will have to take a costly competence test to prove they can handle their pets under new government proposals designed to curb dangerous dogs. So, again, guilty until proven innocent. This is going on in England and in Canada. Here's another one. Dad branded pedophile over pic of son. A man who took a picture of his son while they were out shopping was accused of being a pedophile and threatened him with arrest when he took him to one of those little cars you know, they have outside shopping malls and things where the little airplane or car or train goes toot, toot, makes choo-choo noises. You can go look at the photos he took. And they came over and put him in a database. Now, again, in England, they've hired masses of new police. And it's happened to Paul Watson, Steve Watson. It's happened to me when I've been in England. You're on a street corner videotaping. They walk up and say, I'm putting you in a terror database. This happened in 2005 to me. And I had a Wall Street Journal reporter here a few months ago. And I was telling her about this. She says, no, I know. I just wrote a story last month for the travel section of Wall Street Journal. And I went and pulled up the article and saw it. She took a photo of one of their famous rivers where you take barge rides. It's just a shot of buildings, and the police all ran up to her and said, you may be a pedophile. But meanwhile, there's cameras all watching them. They want parents to get licenses to be able to take their children in public, a special license proving they're not a pedophile. Meanwhile, the government's literally run by pedophiles in many cases. In fact, pull that up. Parents may have to have a license. People won't believe that, to be in public with children. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. U.S. military spied on Planned Parenthood civilian phone calls, raw story. The government admits it was illegal. The Pentagon Deputy Inspector General came out and admitted the Pentagon's basically spying on everybody illegally. And they were spying on Planned Parenthood in case anti-abortion people might try something for their safety. And, of course, it came out in the Baltimore Sun last year that Tea Party groups are being watched secretly by the Pentagon. And, of course, months before that, we got a secret document that the In the Fed rallies with Ron Paul and myself had the Pentagon there. And the internal Pentagon document we got said, be careful, don't let them know your Army personnel. They may become violent and attack you. And we got one of these documents out of Camp Mabry, of all places. I mean, the Pentagon's running around everywhere. They're watching you through your laptops. They're listening to your cell phones. It's all completely illegal. They're demonizing everyone. I mean, this is insane, folks, because they're at the point now where the banks are robbing everything. They're going to fully implode the economy now. That's coming up in the next segment. And so they need to have this grid in place. The good news is military and police are waking up in droves. Here's another police state article. But first, let me go back to this one. Give me a document cam shot for people watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, not just listening on the radio. This is out of KOIN Local 6 News out of Cornelius, Oregon. So this is from local TV channel. Okay, we're going to get this family on. Cornelius, Oregon, a local business owner is flabbergasted after a shipment of 30 toy guns for his store was confiscated by ATF agents in Tacoma. Brad Martin and his son Ben sell airsoft BB guns with their store in Cornelius, where they've been in business for 7 years. There's no regulatory rules on BB guns, folks. For who can, I mean, and these aren't even BB guns. These shoot soft little pellets. You can buy them at Walmart. You can buy them at Academy. I have bought them. They are great fun when you're training kids how to shoot, so it's a lot safer. And no, there's no law, but they took them and they said, look, we'll use the Patriot Act on you. You understand? Shut up. Shut up. Because they said these could be converted to an automatic weapon. Yes, they have no cartridge, no place to put a bullet, to put a cartridge. It's totally insane. It shoots a little bitty soft plastic ball that's hollow. And they don't care. It's over. Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm live back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m., and that's what you're tuned into right now. Now, let me calmly go over the rest of this police state news, and I'm getting into who's behind this. The banks openly announcing world government, openly laying out their plan for the world in the next 16 months, okay? This is the most important information financially any of you are going to hear anywhere because it's now out in the open. We have a very clear picture of what's going on. And all of my guests, top economists, people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, people like Bob Chapman, Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, they all agree with this analysis. But it's now out in the open. But first, think about what America's turned into. All over the country, the government gives laptops to children and then watches them at home without warrants and then openly admits they're doing it like it's acceptable, like it's kosher to do that. They're just coming out in the open with it, hiding it in plain view, thinking you're so stupid and so broken that you will just accept this from people screaming about the Patriot Act, spying on citizens without warrants 8 years ago, to we're just watching you all, and we're tracking you with your cell phones, and we're reading your license plates, and we're going to put you through naked body scanners and record your naked body. They first lied about that. Now they've been caught in England and the U.S. recording people's naked bodies, saving it. This is humiliation. This is control. This is domination. But look at this article out of Cornelius, Oregon. ATF seizes 30 guns, infuriating local business owner. A local business owner is flabbergasted after a shipment of 30 toy guns from his store was confiscated by ATF agents in Tacoma. Brad Martin and his son Ben sell the Airsoft BB guns from their store in Cornelius, where they've been in business for 7 years. Now, anybody who's bought an Airsoft, and they're very popular, you know how ridiculous this is. Number one, they have no statutory authority, no law. The BATF has no precedent over BB guns, much less Airsoft that isn't even a BB gun. In fact, pull up Airsoft pellets or Airsoft projectiles, and it's little hollow, plastic, thin, yellow and orange or green BBs, about three times the size of a BB. I mean, if you're 5 feet away, it might hurt if somebody shot you in the arm. And parents everywhere are out there having fun. Their kids are learning marksmanship. This is the greatest thing ever. And no! Now, Walmart, Target, Academy that's big in Texas, great place. I shop there a lot. They have whole aisles just with nothing but Airsoft. I mean, they've got pink ones with Barbie on it. In fact, we found one of those earlier. They've got, you know, stuff with John Wayne on it. I mean, they've got everything. And my daughter and my son, we go out in the backyard, and we set up some tin cans that are empty, and they've learned at 15, 20 feet to be able to shoot them every time. And I don't have to be as paranoid when they're out there with it as when they're shooting a BB gun. They've done that, too. But I trained them on Airsoft. They've now moved up, when we're out at the ranch, a family ranch, to 410 shotguns. My son's even gotten a Dove before, and he's seven. That's really evil, isn't it? Learning the Second Amendment, learning how to hunt, learning how to be a real man, learning how to defend his family when he has one in the future. Not being domesticated, and that's why all over the country, in art class, you've seen it in the news, they'll say, draw a picture of your mother or father. So they'll draw their dad who's a policeman, or their dad who's in the Marine Corps, and it'll be in the news. 8-year-old arrested, put in psychological testing, drew a picture of his father, a policeman with a firearm. Or, you know, boy 11, suspended. There's talk of his arrest. This happened 2 weeks ago because he brought a G.I. Joe 2-inch plastic gun that goes in the action figure's hand. This is the demonization. This is the mind control. This is how they're demonizing the Second Amendment. And now they're going after, without a law, Airsoft that legally are shipped in from China. That's where they're made. You buy it at Walmart, Academy, any other sporting goods store, any toy store, China. The ones I've got three of them. They're all from China. Little handguns my kids can shoot that they can hold in their hands. No. No. You will not do that. The Martins said they buy their stock from Taiwan because the merchandise is less expensive. But the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives seized a shipment of 30 in October. The shipment is worth around $12,000. That's got to be a lot more than 30. Those things are like 50 bucks. And the ATF is promising to destroy the entire shipment, claiming they have the power through a regulatory control. And that's what Bush and Obama have been doing. Bush was doing it as well. The ATF, outside of law, is using importing regulations, and they're setting the precedent with a small store that they think wouldn't know their rights. Okay? The ATF is using a manipulation of import rules to do this. But they go on to say you could load real cartridges in this. Now, again, for those that don't know about guns or toy guns, you can only put in the breech the round that fits it. If it's a 22, a 22. If it's a 12-gauge shotgun, it's a 12-gauge shotgun casing. Airsoft only takes a tiny plastic BB. That's what fits in there. You could put nothing in there but that. But the ATF goes on to say you could load this with real cartridges and make it fully auto. Now, they know that's not true. So, see, now they're saying, I guess you're Daisy Red Ryder. I guess you could put a 45 Magnum in there, a 7mm mag. How about a 50 caliber? How about a 40mm howitzer? I mean, that's like saying they could load Fat Man or Little Boy A-bombs from World War II in a Daisy Red Ryder. It doesn't fit. It's like saying you could put Tyrannosaurus Rex inside of a toy gun. It's an interdimensional thing, they're saying. There's a magicness that floats around the cartridge, and you can put things in there that don't fit, and there's not even a firing pin. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Listen to this. Special Agent Kevin Crenshaw said the toys can be easily retrofitted into dangerous weapons. With minimal work, it'd be converted into a machine gun, Crenshaw said. Brad Martin is furious about the loss of the money for sure, but also in what he now thinks is a loss of his time and the use of government agents to seize toy guns. All this manpower, all this time, all this taxpayer money, wasted my time and my profitability, Martin said, just to seize 30 toy guns. What about your rights for commerce? What about an out-of-control government, sir? You need to sue them. Ben Martin disagrees. The toy guns could be considered dangerous. They're not even... This is insane. To say these are readily convertible to machine guns is absolutely preposterous, he said. The round wouldn't go into the firing chamber, even if the firing pin did strike the primer. The gun would basically blow up in your face. There is no firing pin. It shoots air through it. There's no firing pin on BB guns or airsoft. Do you understand? ATF said it also seized the toy guns because they are missing the blazing orange chips required on all imported toy guns. That's not even true. The Martins said they received shipments before from Taiwan that were missing the orange tips. They were simply asked by customs agents to drive it to Tacoma and paint the orange tips on themselves. These are sold everywhere without these. This is insane. So this is what goes on in America. It's like Austin, Texas. ATF comes into town, tells the Austin police, go shut down that legal gun show. It's been there for 18 years. They say, yes, sir, and they do it. Oh, my gosh. I mean, where is this country going? What is next? I'm going to open the phones up after I cover the banking scam. I'm going to go ahead and give you the number now. We are live the last day of February 28th, 2010. It is 4:41 and 45 seconds Central Standard Time, 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. And we will get you up and on the air on this subject and the Patriot Act and everything else I've covered so far today. Now, continuing, getting into the big news of the day. The banker bailout has stolen over $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg. And the government admits it, but won't say where the money went. It's not $700 billion or $784 billion. That's a revolving grouping of credit the banks can get. Not to mention the open window, as they call it, to the Federal Reserve, where they give themselves money to buy up real assets while freezing general loans to the lowest level in the last 50 years to the American people. And the real reason the health care plan is in trouble is because it's another wealth transfer like the banker bailout to the insurance companies themselves owned by the banks. And when we get back, head of IMF proposes new reserve currency, world government. This is their words. We're going to break down who they are, what their plan is, how they plan to bring down the economy, and offer you the solution, total banking dictatorship. Stay with us. Drudge Report is now routinely linking to PrisonPlanet.com. It's the biggest news site on the planet. It was at number 55 rated by Alexa website in the United States. And I make that point if you're a new listener, but you need to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He has a permanent link on the left-hand side in his news sources for InfoWars.com that we break real news here. Because we're not lazy, and we have millions of listeners that send us government documents, most of it public, and corporate documents. And I saw rumors on the web that Citibank 2 weeks ago was sending letters out to their customers. And then it wasn't a rumor. News sites reported that Citibank, and now we found out it's all the big banks, were sending letters out to their customers saying, we don't care if your money's deposited and in the bank and your check cleared, or you had $1 million with us or $10,000 and it's been there for a decade, we reserve the right under new federal regulations to hold your money for 7 days. Now, a few months ago, the federal government and the private Federal Reserve put out regulations saying that money markets, which most people have as their savings. You get 2, 3, 4% depending on what the rate is at the time and what you set the account up for, you know, the deal you got. And they're now saying, in fact, most of the money I have in the bank is in money markets, supposedly no risk, and it's supposedly insured. Now they're saying it's not FDIC, Federal Deposit or Insurance Corporation, protected. The federal government's now saying in the last 3 months they may take your pension funds, keep them, put them in government accounts, and then take some tax money out and then send you a check, making you dependent. This has all been announced. And Drudge, of course, linked to our article last Monday that confirmed. We just did search engines and actually went to bank websites like Citibank where they had the letter on their site. The media was saying, we don't know if this is true, and people say they're getting these letters. Why not go research it? Why not do some journalism? Why not read the Patriot Act and find out it's written for the American people? Well, now you see them implementing it against marijuana dealers, homeless, homeschoolers, family violence. The point is, if you had just looked it up for yourself 8 years ago, you would have already known this. And now Obama's reauthorized it. So, that said, I remember reading Trilateral Commission documents that were public from the 1970s in the mid-1990s on air. And David Rockefeller and others, with the heads of the central banks of the world, said in the next 30 years, we're going, and most of the documents were from 78, it was founded in 73, by Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller. He said, we're going to have concerted global currency wars. We'll make big profits off manipulating currencies, being insiders and knowing how to control it through our control of the private central banks. Then we will, at a time of our choosing, they talked about 2000 being the number, they're a few years behind, we will have currency wars between the euro, which they didn't have until 2000, they talked about it in the 70s, and the dollar. The dollar will be used in the Americas, which other currencies are pegged to it, dollarized, dollarization. It's the world reserve currency, not just in the Americas. And then we will play them off against each other, and out of the financial calamities that will come out of this, we will offer a world government for the administrative convenience of a group of international bankers. That's a David Rockefeller quote, by the way, from Evian, France, 1991. And he wrote about that similar things in his memoir that he put out 5 years ago and admitted he wants world government. And so I talk about this, and the mainstream media hopes you don't go check out what I've said. I was on National British Radio a couple hours before I went live here today, Talk Sport, and the guy kept saying, these are your conspiracy theories. I was reading on air from the latest, this is in AP and Fox, not just us reporting it, Governing Council of the United Nations Environment Program saying they're going to have $45 trillion in taxes in the next 10 years, bare minimum. It's always more than what they want. $45 trillion. What is that? Almost four times the U.S. GDP that we have every year. I mean, they're saying carbon taxes in Austin are going to be $2.6 trillion in the next 3 years, and the city council's set to ram that through in the next month. I mean, this is happening even at the local level. They're raping us. This is international level. GDP taxes, taxes on all fuel, federal home inspections, all under international treaty. And Obama says even if the Senate won't ratify this, he is going to implement it. And it's secret, but it's now public. And I was on the British talk radio show, Talk Sport nationwide, and the guy was saying I was a conspiracy theorist 2 hours ago. And I was saying, no, this is real. See, they're counting on you. He kept saying, your conspiracy theories. It is not a conspiracy theory they're using laptops to watch you without warrants. It is not a conspiracy theory the UN's announcing world government and the big banks are. It is not a conspiracy theory that DU's killing our troops, depleted uranium, and they're not being given treatment. It is not a conspiracy theory that the vaccines have mercury in it. But the media said in the last year, there's no mercury, it's a conspiracy theory, and that blew up in their face because millions of people did what we challenged them to do. When you went into the drugstore, Walgreens, or whatever, you asked for the actual drug insert that comes with the ampule, and you read mercury, Guillain-Barré disorder, sterilization. You read what was really in there and what it could do to you, and then you found out you were being lied to. This is very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. You better get your priorities set and be as smart and as informed about politics and the real world and the global government as you are about your favorite soccer team or football team or baseball team or your favorite Hollywood star, your favorite sitcom. You need to wake up now. There's not time to screw around anymore. We're being financially conquered. Now, Herman Van Rompuy, again last week, called for global government and global carbon taxes and a new constitution of the private banking system over the world. They set up the world government. They pay off your politicians. They have the government sign agreements giving them government power. Gordon Brown, two Fridays ago, what, eight, 9 days ago, gave another speech, Prime Minister of England. Here's ABC News today. Head of IMF proposes new reserve currency. IMF Strauss-Kahn suggests that IMF may one day provide global reserve asset. The private banks that run the IMF will literally issue their own currency. Before, they went through countries and controlled the issuance and gave it to themselves. Now they will just completely break the bonds of any financial reality. They're already doing it with SDRs. And just give themselves unlimited money to buy up the planet. Just total fraud. It's a magician's hat trick. Total. It's like Madoff with an army. Bernie Madoff with an army controlling all the regulators. And he was the founder of the NASDAQ, big buddies with Goldman Sachs. It's a crew of pirates. And if you're busy just watching TV and sucking your thumb, they're going to rape you. They're going to take over and use Northcom to suppress you. And I've got news in my police state stack after we take calls later in the next hour where the police are being trained with local militias. The government's creating militias with 50 cals and wheeled tanks to mow down the American people. That's mainstream news as if it's a good thing. They just throw it out there. Here's the New York Times. IMF chief suggests look at new reserve currency. And they go on to say a new constitution, global government constitution written by the 24 heads of the private central banks. Now, remember 3 weeks ago, the News of Australia and ABC News of Australia both had the headline, Secret Banking Meeting. Pull it up on screen for folks. And it said they were there 3 weeks ago at a secret banking meeting ironing out the New World Order. The New World Order, a private group of banks that control the issuance of currency and credit. They create a financial crisis. They get themselves flush with money. They then cut off bank lending to the general public to destroy Main Street, to bankrupt the states. Then they come in flush with cash. They print it out of nothing. 99% of it or more is digits in a computer. And then they come in and buy up the planet, posing as the saviors. Just like Goldman Sachs, it's now in Reuters, engineered the collapse in Greece and Spain. Now they're making the government heads to fix the crisis, in quotes, Goldman Sachs executives. Everybody knows who owns a farm or ranch that the banks always want you to go bankrupt. They want your land. They loan you fiat money that's just in a notebook before they had computers. Then bad times come and they come and get your land. That's the business they're in. You go anywhere around the country, from East Texas to Kansas to Washington State, it doesn't matter. Most of the land that isn't government owned now is owned by banks because they've run these scams for generations. And they're setting up world government right now. So in the next 16 months, this is what they're planning right now. They're going to bring in a new total financial collapse. They're going to bring down at least 15 European nations. They're planning on fully bankrupting the United States and then bringing in a new global currency. You'll still have dollars. You'll still have euros. But globally, the banks every day will set the value of the currencies and play them off against each other to bankrupt the countries completely. This is financial domination, financial conquest. It is tyrannical. It is illegal. It is a total fraud. Here's the Mail newspaper. Man who broke the Bank of England, George Soros, at center of hedge fund plot to crash, to cash in on the euro. They're all doing this. It's a criminal ruling class. He's been convicted in multiple countries. Will you stand up to the Bernie Madoffs raping and robbing us? Your call straight ahead and a lot more news. Second hour.